So this morning we are reading from 10 Canto, chapter 14, entitled Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, verse number 9. Pashe shamenar yamananta adye. Paratmanitvayi api mayi mayini. Mayam vitatyakshitum atma vaibhavam. Hyaham kiyanaicham ivacharyagnau. Translation word by word. Pashya. Just see. Isha. O Lord. Me. My anaryam, contemptible behavior, anante, against the unlimited, adye, the primable, paraatmani, the super soul, tvayi, you. Api, even, mayi, mayini, for the masters of illusion, mayam, my illusory potency, vitatya, spreading, ikshitum, to see, atma, your, vaibhavam, power, He, indeed, aham, I, kiyan, how much, aicham, I desired, iva, just like, archihi, a small spark, agnau, in comparison to the whole fire. Translation. My Lord, just see my uncivilized impudence. To test your power, I try to extend my illusory potency to cover you, the unlimited and primeval super soul who bewilder even the masters of illusion. What am I compared to you? I'm just like a small spark in the presence of a great fire. Purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A great fire produces many sparks, which are insignificant in comparison to it. Indeed, if one of the small sparks were to try to burn the original fire, the attempt would be simply ludicrous. Similarly, even the creator of the entire universe, Lord Brahma, is an insignificant spark of the potency of God, and therefore Brahma's attempt to bewilder the Supreme Lord was certainly ridiculous. Second paragraph. Brahma here addresses Lord Krishna as Isha, which indicates that Krishna is not only the Supreme Master of everyone, but is also specifically the Master of Brahma, who creates the universe directly under the guidance of the Lord, and who, indeed, is born directly from the Lord's own body. Brahma felt ashamed of his impudent attempt at deluding Lord Krishna, and he was therefore perfectly willing to be punished or forgiven by the Lord according to his decision. If Lord Krishna does not, listen very careful, this statement, sentence. If Lord Krishna does not mercifully punish his devotees when they act improperly, their foolishness will simply increase. Their foolishness will simply increase and gradually completely overwhelm their devotional sentiments. Therefore, Lord Krishna kindly disciplines his devotees and maintains them on their progressive path back home, back to Godhead. Shloka again. Pashishamenaryamananta adye paratmanitvaya pimai maini mayam vitaktikshitum atma vaibhavam hyaham kiyan aicham ivacharyagnau. My Lord, just see my uncivilized impudence. To test your power, I try to extend my illusory potency to cover you, the unlimited and primeval super soul who bewilder even the masters of illusion. What am I compared to you? I'm just like a small spark in the presence of a great fire.
So, this presentation will try to present for my own purification and for the pleasure of all of you. Hopefully something will be relevant to your devotional practice. So, we are now in the 10th canto. The presentation will be in 2-3 parts, possibly. Let's see how it works down according to the time. So first we do a little overview of where we are in the Bhagavatam. Then what is this section of shlokas which we are now all about, and some maybe connection with the Chaitanya Lila, how this is connected, this Lila is connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, ten canto means Ashraya, means pastimes of Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality Godhead, original Absolute Truth, Param Brahman. And these chapters from 64, chapters from 6 till this chapter now, which is the last one, is the description of Kaumara Lila. This is the Lord pastimes till the year age 5. So here the Krishna is 5 years old boy. Looks like five years old boy. And this specific pastime is a very famous one. Brahma Vimohan Lila. This is how Lord Brahma, who is the creator of this universe and original guru of our sampradaya. We know that in sampradaya there are 4 categories of gurus: Adi Guru, Samstapaka Guru, Shiksha Guru, and Diksha Guru. The four types of gurus. So the first, the founder of sampradaya, of the school, of the line, is called Adi Guru, and this position is in our line, of course, this position is occupied by Lord Brahma, our hero. We speak in this shloka today, no? And then we have many samstapakas, samstapaka acharyas, those specific empowered special masters in the line which give significant contribution to the teachings in certain time of history. We have in our line many of them. Of course, we just remember last period, last 500 years. Brahma, Madhva. So Madhva was living, I think, something 800 years ago, something like that. 1,000. So Madhva is one of that great acharya, samstapak acharyas. And then, of course, our line was refreshed by appearance of Lord Chaitanya and Panchatattva and all the associates, so-called Gaudiya Vaishnavas, right? Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya. Sampradaya. So in the course we follow, Prabhupada comes from the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and six Goswamis. So the founder of this line, Adi Guru, Lord Brahma, he is also acts in the role of the teacher. Although this lila is called Brahma Vimohan Lila, how the teacher is bewildered, right? And many scholars, or even other sampradayas, or even our sampradaya, I think Madhva sampradaya also, has some doubt about this, doesn't sound good. It's not good for preaching. if the authority who we should follow has some kind of a difficulty, right? Can you relate to some feelings with some of this topic? That the authority, spiritual authority, the higher spiritual authority, is not according what we is our ideal to be, you know? Some kind of bitterness is there. So also in this pastime, which is narrated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, could generate that feeling somehow, no? Sometimes, to someone. But, of course, nothing in the Bhagavatam is there by coincidence or by mistake. There was not printing error. There was not flaws there. So this lila has very important messages to teach us. And of course we're not now going to that, but we just, so in previous chapter we saw that pastime starts with the wandering of Lord Brahma when he was observing Lord Krishna's pastime, especially this youth pastime, which was, they are not very frequently manifested in material world, right? Once in a day of Brahma, once in a day of Brahma usually. I said usually because although Krishna follows some rules and regulations, how he appears, he has some schedule to do, but he also is Swarat, means he's independent. He does whatever he does without any, that he must do. So, and his pastimes are even for the great, great, great souls, like, you know, higher demigods who live in the topmost, you know, realm of the material universe. They cannot apprehend, they cannot understand the nature of this pastime, which really, to common eye, looks like really like a child play. How one who has supreme power, who has who has authority above everyone, who is unbeatable, you know, who is a fear personified, you know, how this fit together? You know, for Lord Brahma, whose body is, you know, made out of buddhi, you know, who is really intelligence personified with knowledge, a source of all knowledge, you know. All the Vedas emanates from him. You know, in four directions for Vedas, you know. He has a little problem with, you know, digesting that intellectually. And here, of course, all those who have doubts, no, you like to check, no, right? No, where is this written in the Shastra? Where I heard this lecture? No, where Guru? Where GSS system confirms this location? No, right? Guru Sar system. No? You like to clarify the doubts, no? And Brahma is not, it's also in the team of that kind of thinking pattern. So he wanted to check on this boy. He could theoretically understood, okay, this is, because we heard in the second chapter of this canto, no? Prayers of the Devatas. How is it called in English, in Sanskrit? Stuti, what is it? Devastuti? Devastuti? Where we found very interesting information about the Lord. And in general, if you just little sidetrack, the prayers, stutis, stotras, vigyapatis, they're amazing source of knowledge. It's one of the top pramanas source of knowledge. Or if it's expressed in the philosophy, epistemological tools, right? We found a lot of details in about God in these prayers. And also in this chapter we found later on all different tattvas, Krishna tattva, Shakti tattva, Rasa tattva, all these dashamulas. You know that dashamulas? Dashamulas, 10 foundational truths of our philosophy, no? Which our acharyas extract from a basic category, which is sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. You know these three categories of Vedic knowledge? Knowledge about the relationship and ontology, or field of knowledge which answer all existential questions. Ontology, sambandha. Then we have knowledge about the goal, the purpose, prayojana, and we have the knowledge of the process, how we can achieve this goal, as we know is abhideya. And all these three categories are unzipped into 10 categories, I think first identified by Bhaktivinoda Thakur or revealed. It's called Dashamula Tattva. Anyway, so all these different categories of knowledge are revealed in the details in these prayers. So let's see what is. So this chapter has seven. Divide this chapter in seven topical, thematic topics, and we are now in the second theme. In the first topical section, whatever you call it, Brahma was glorified the process of bhakti comparing to other processes. And here are some very famous shlokas, right? Shloka 3 is very famous. So famous, I don't know it by heart. Gane Prayasa, how it's called. Where Brahma is comparing the jnanis. Jnane prayasa mudapasyam namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavavadiya vartam stane stita shrutigatam danovan manobhir ye prayaso jita jitopasitya istilokyam. Here, Lord Brahma is comparing, you know, no chance for jnana yogis to understand you. No way. They can analyze shastra up and down. No way that they will know you. But simply devotees who cannot even be sannyasis, they can stay in their positions. If they just hear about me, just hear about you, Krishna Katha. Machita madgata pana. Then Shloka Gita is described this, how the devotees discuss among each other about Krishna. This alone is the topmost poster to where Lord Supreme, the source of all, Adi Purushan, can be revealed. Another process can maybe recognize you as a Brahman, or if they are very advanced, even as a Paramatma, but who can understand your original form, like avatar, like this form, you? No way. So, Lord Brahma, he was explaining the position of process of bhakti, uttama bhakti, anya bilashita, shunyam, jnana, karma, navritam, anakulena, krishna anushiranam, bhakti uttamam. Glory of uttama bhakti, which we were blessed by Srila Prabhupada that we can even discuss, although maybe don't follow, but we can hear at least glory of uttama bhakti, which is, we cannot comprehend. Brahma here is, you know, is expressing, you know, topmost brain, not brain, devotee, you know, origin of our sampradaya. He is again, wondered what is the power of bhakti process, pure bhakti. And now in this second section, he condemns himself. This pure bhakti, which can reveal you, not that I didn't even practice a mixed bhakti, mishra bhakti, but I offended you. And here you can, if this would be in dramatic, you know, if you say Brahma would be like that, you know, what a fool. No, anaryam. Here some in Sanskrit, so many words can express the emotions which the shloka was, and even the meter. This meter here is irregular. It's 12 syllable. Usually is 11, is trishtup, no, it's gone. So that's why we have a little difficulty to chant it like you usually do. No? There is something is there extra which doesn't flow like, you know, usually we like to flow. And also it's not the usual meter of Lord Brahma, no, which is Vasanta Tilaka, no, spring ornament, no. Govindam Madhipurusham Damaham Vajami. This is usual. Meter Lord Brahma is chanting his prayers. So here is, that means here is a little uncomfortable. So here, a few words. So also as the prayers, if we can just say a little additional information about it. Vandanam is one of the bhakti anga. This is the definition from Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada's study. And we know for these activities which are defined as bhakti angas, or Jiva Goswami defines as Svarupa Siddhi Bhakti. These activities has one very special characteristic, which is called Vasto Shakti. Vasto Shakti is a power of activity which by itself has one very powerful symptom, and that is that it does what? By practicing this activity, what happens? It helps bhakti poshanam. Bhakti poshanam means that our bhakti is nourished. So vandanam falls in this nine of category of activities which are described by Prahlad Maharaj, no? Shravanam Kirtanam Shasmanam. But of course, more detailed, elaborated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And there he, Rupa Goswami, describes, this is the Vigyapti. Vigyapti. This is etymology of this word. V means before, superior. Gya, to present. And apti, submit. So it's kind of a submission. This is like a definition of prayer. No? You submission to authority. Not to authority, to superior, vigyapti. And Rupa Goswami has explained there are three types of prayers in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One is called Sampartana Atmika or Vigyapti. So this means that one express his eagerness for bhava, for prema, for higher stages of devotional service. Then the second category of prayers are Dhanya Bodhika Vigyapti, which means admission of worthlessness or incompetence. So we express that we are lowly, we are helpless, we are, in other words, we admit we are fools in front of superior. Dainya Bodhika. Dainya means humility. So also other description is expression of humility and other elements which are combined with humility, which is ask for forgiveness, right? Repentance, remorse, regret. And the third category of a prayer is Lalasamayi Vigyapti, which is expressed by those who already have, who are already on the stage of bhava. So they already have invoked love in them. So they express this lowliam, this longiness, eagerness, right, to have Krishna association or to serve the Lord. So this type of prayers are mentioned in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And here, so to connect the dot, this prayer here and this section of shlokas here from 8 to 13, they are special form of prayers which comes to the category of Dainya Bodhika, where Lord Brahma expressed his remorse, his repentance. And this attitude is actually very important in significance for every sadhaka. Brahma here recognized his foolishness, right? In the previous chapter, he wanted to test. I will test if you return to the retreat of the line of thoughts for this context. So he wanted to test Krishna's vibhutis a little. He didn't. I will test a little bit this vibhutis. But now after he saw this pastime of exchanging the gopas and the cows and all these Vishnu murtis, right? You remember that? Millions of Vishnu murtis were there, in awe and reverence, and then Lord Brahma was there, and little Krishna with the left hand, he was, taking some maha from his friends, Lord Brahma was realizing what mistake he did, and he defined himself as an Aryan. Have you ever heard this word? An Aryan. Who was addressed like this? Aryan means, Aryan civilization? This is the most advanced civilization ever existed in the material world was Aryan civilization, right? So these are members of the civilization are people of value, highest value possible, in all sense, in material knowledge or field or spiritual, of course, or pure devotees. So anarya means one who is uncivilized. And Arjuna was addressed now when he expressly presented in the first chapter four very powerful arguments and excuses that will not fight then in the second chapter, and he, at the end of the first chapter, just, you know, left his bow there. I will not fight. I cannot kill my teachers. I cannot, you know, be the cause of degradation of civilization. I mean, the argument which Arjuna had in the Gita was really high moral codes, no? It was not just, you know, whimsically, you know, I will not fight, I don't feel like it. No, he was really, for our level of values, that was saint. But Krishna didn't spare the words. He killed, no. Anaryam, you fool! And here, Lord Brahma is calling himself a fool. Anaryam. And he mentioned, this is interesting, what Jiva Goswami identified in this shloka. There are six names which Lord Brahma addressed Lord Krishna in this shloka. One is Isha. And this, Jiva Goswami said, this is the lowest significance here, Isha. Then he addressed him as Adya. No, Ananta. Ananta means one who has unlimited glories. Second significance here. Third name here is Adye, which means father. My father. My master, or unlimited. Oh, the Lord with unlimited glories. Oh, my father. Then Paramatma. Paramatma is Supreme Guru. Oh, my Guru, who reveals the Vedas to me in the heart, no? 111. Janmad yasya yatan yatatitaratash charteshva bigyasvarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye. Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye. He reveals the knowledge in the Vedas to the heart, in the heart of Brahma, no? So then he addresses here Mayi Mayinam, master of Maya, master of illusions, or one who bewilders all those who bewilders others. Mayi Mayinam. And interesting is the last name which Jiva Goswami identified, Istvayi. You, this word, you. I offended you. You, who is you? Lord Krishna. So this is significant of importance for his master, one who possesses unlimited glories, father, Paramatma, guru, masters of all who will be with others, and Krishna. So, if you just return back to the what is anarya means in this context. So I did bad conduct and I was fool. Bad conduct means because I offend my father. Foolishness was because I wanted to measure one who has unlimited powers. My Mayinam. And the ultimate foolishness was this one, that he wanted to bewilder. He wanted to check on Lord's illusory power. So this is the reason why he did. What is interesting here that this story of Lord Brahma doesn't finish here. We will hear later that Krishna forgive Lord Brahma for his, but Lord Brahma was not peaceful. How could I not recognize my Lord? How could I offend, you know, most merciful form, and I disturb his pastime with his friends? How could I? That haunted him thousands of years later, also our years. He couldn't digest And he was contemplating, what shall I do? I'm offended. I cannot be part of Lord's pastime. I just can then visit and I have to go away because I don't help. Because I was proud. I was proud that I'm Adiguru. I was proud because I'm creator. Visarga, no, Visarga is my domain. No, I was proud. I wanted to test Krishna with my meager power. I'm just like a spark in the Agna. Archer Agna, like a spark in the big fire. And then he was contemplating Lord Brahma. Oh, and next time Krishna will come as Lord Chaitanya. Wow. I have to ask. I have to take this opportunity. And he knew that about Lord Chaitanya's qualities. Not completely, but he had idea as an original guru that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. And he went to Navadvip. He went to Navadvip and he was praying, oh Lord, please bestow my mercy, you're the most merciful. Nama Mahavadandhyaya Krishna Pranayam Pradaya. Please help me. And when he was doing this bhajan in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya himself appears to Lord Brahma. And there is this description in this was described by Isha Prabhu, I think this was associate to Lord Nityananda, I think, who on Navadvip Parikrama bring three very famous personalities to Navadvip Parikrama. Narottam Das Thakur, was the three? Narottam Das Thakur, Shivananda Sen. No, Shivananda. But.
That's why we have notes.
Isha Thakur took Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Ramachandra Kaviraj. These three great friends, now remember, we think about them every morning. So 500 years. He brings them to the parikrama. And there he described this lila of Lord, and he describes about Lord Brahma. And there when Lord Chaitanya gave darshan to Lord Brahma, he was the description, how was overwhelmed with the beauty, eyes, description of Lord Chaitanya is there in great details. And then, because Lord Brahma was completely out of, was trembling in all this ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya, pacified him, and then Brahma expressed what he wants. Maybe I will just read because it's more sweet than if I spoil the sweetness. The Lord placed his lotus feet on the head of Brahma, and thus Brahma gained transcendental knowledge and started to offer prayers to the Lord. Brahma said, I am very wretched. Due to my proud nature, I have forgotten your lotus feet and become engrossed in material pleasure. The scripture describes myself, Indra, Mahadeva, and all other devatas as your servants. But we are not so fortunate to be your pure devotees. That is why we sometimes become influenced by your illusory energy. I have passed the first prarartha of my life, 50 years old, no? Half of my life. I am concerned about how to spend the second half of my lifespan. I am worried that I will become bahirmukha, means averse, turning my face away from you. Bahir Mukham means that we turn, you know, face away from Krishna.
I pray at your lotus feet to kindly accept me as your associates in your manifested pastime in this Kali Yuga, when you will appear in Adya along with your associates.
Shri Panchatattva Bhagavan Ki Jai.
Please bless me so that my pride of thinking of myself as Brahma will be removed and I will chant your glories, constantly staying in your association. Constantly staying in your association. For this, kindly give me birth in a low family. I'm very proud. Kindly punish me in such a way that people will hate me. Please, punish me. Remove my terrible mentality and allow me to develop great attachment to your holy name. As you have bewildered me in your previous pastime, please don't bewilder me in this pastime. I want constant association of your devotees and to meditate on you always. Then Lord Gauranga was happy to hear Brahma's prayers. He replied, "Let it be so. Let your desire be fulfilled. When I next manifest my pastime on earth, you will take birth in the house of Yavanas, persons outside of Vedic culture. At that time, you will be completely free from any pride. You will be a great devotee and known as Haridasa." Haridasa Thakur Ki Jai. So, this is the lesson of Lord Brahma to all of us. What is the mood? We are doing constant offenses to Lord and His devotees. We are dead offenders, which maybe we are now contemplating or even laughing at Lord Brahma. But we are in that position every day. We are proud for every single, you know, insignificant thing we do. So let's try to follow Lord Brahma's example. How he prayed to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his associates. Let me never become proud. Let me suffer. And previous verse was about how devotees respond to their suffering. Right? Famous. Tate non kampam susamikshamano bunjana evat mahritva vipakam hridvak vabavir vidadana naste jivitaya mukti padesa daya bhak. Susamikshamano, they eagerly hope for the mercy. Bunjana evat mahritva papakam. And they tolerate, not that tolerate, they are grateful for whatever comes to their life, they are grateful. Whatever is there unpleasant or whatever is there, devotee understand, serious, mature devotee understand that this is perfect Krishna's arrangement for the fastest track back to Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Yogadharma, Hare Nam, Sankirtanyanga Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, any comments, any corrections, any complaints, please? Sorry for being over time, as usual. Yes?
Open mic.
I have two questions. I'm not sure if you have time for both. So you mentioned that these Krishna pastimes, they occur every day of Brahma. And the thing is, we don't have the experience and that from one day to another we forgot what happened unless we suffer from some memory disease. So how come Brahma forgets what happened yesterday, basically, when he saw the same pastimes or variations of Krishna's pastimes and is again bewildered?
Isn't that interesting? Huh?
It would seem like we have more memory to remember our previous days than Brahma has memory to remember his.
Yes, that's mystery. That mystery, how this, you use nice expression, memory disease. Yes. Gyanam, what is Gyanam Spritim Apohanam Cham? Krishna gives memory, forget knowledge, forgetfulness, and remembrance, right? And it's a function of intelligence, right? Smriti is a function of intelligence. And also connected to the Abhidya Tattva, you know, the science of the process. We also hear that we can be covered. If we do offenses, we are covered. Our memory is covered, right? In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we hear about the most powerful enemy, huh? Right? Kamarupa. What it does? Avirna means covers the knowledge, right? It covers the memory. Hmm? So as conditioned souls, we are covered by many layers, and we identify with the material situations. And what interesting connected to this, so conditions, one point is conditioned souls can be covered, bewildered, even to the level of Lord Brahma, we can see here. Or one interpretation is that as Arjuna is said that he was put into the illusion to play the role, maybe Lord Brahma could be also in that role. You know, as a educational method. But on the other side, if anyone read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita? You read Brihad Bhagavatamrita is the story of Gopakumar. This is actually glorification of Goloka. Two stories. Summary. It's a condensed summary of the message of Bhagavatam. And there is at the end this description, you know, how eternal associates of Lord Krishna, how they travel with Lord Krishna everywhere, in every universe. You know, Krishna and his devotees are never separated. You know, they expand even residents of Goloka, they expand into also to other levels. You know, expansion of Radhanani in Dwaraka is Rukmini and like that. You know, all these devotees, they are everywhere accompanying, associating with the Lord. And one, there was, in that situation was described how these devotees travel over the universes, material and spiritual. And there was one statement. How, when they look, you know, this liberated soul, they look to the jivas in material world, no? I don't know how it's in context in detail. But he said, how can they live without Krishna, even in one blink? So the memory of the eternal associates is one blink. Oh, they are bewildered. They are, you know, in anxiety. I couldn't see Krishna, no. And they express this sadness. You know, how can living entity live without Krishna? Not, you know, how can exist without constant association of Krishna? How could be? They wondered. So they don't need memory because they always have Krishna. Of course, this is irregular statement, but so in summary, living entity can be covered, memory can be covered, no delusion. Special offenses usually cover for the practitioners. Offenses usually cover the remembrance of the Lord. This is one perspective, maybe not another one, but it makes any sense? Does make sense? Oh, that's very good. That makes sense. So Lord Brahma is bewildered.
Like, I don't understand. Like, he starts every day not remembering what happened in his whole life, because if Krishna appears every day and he never remembers it, it means that every day he starts afresh. Like, he has Alzheimer every day.
Yeah, I mean, not that he doesn't remember, but because this is the highest secret, no? He meets, you know, he prays for the avatars every day, no? Goes to the ocean milk, no? Shetadipa, and there is, no, he speaks with, and the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a description how, what form is on the Brahma Loka. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. No, this is Lord's form in Brahma Loka with thousands heads and thousand heads and all this different. And Brahma doesn't want that this Lord goes away. Doesn't want to go away. He's always there, no? He always has darshan. So, with the Lord. But this form which we are speaking here is avatar, is original. So this is the which even Brahma is, you know, because he's not resident of Vrindavan, right? He doesn't have approach, doesn't have dostop.
Access.
Doesn't have access to this form, right? He's not in the topmost level of devotees. Only Vrindavan vasis, no. So that's why he was here, no? That's why he was bewildered, because he was someone on the level, you know, to see. But other things, you know, he has a memory, you know. He creates every day. No, every time he, you know, makes a nap, he must create, not only one day, you know. He goes after lunch, something, you know, here is devastation for half universe is underrated by water, no? No, it's nice. Yeah, it's difficult to understand. I can just repeat as a parrot, but it's not the only perspective, but what I can offer to now. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Okay, let's finish here. Thank you for your attention and presence. Yugadharma Harinam Sankitanyaka Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo.